श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविध फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमति डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा Hare Krishna. So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Text 17. Bhumir Drupta Nrupavyaja दैत्यानीकशतायुतैः आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्माणं शरणौ शरणं ययौ भूमिर्दृप्ता नृपव्याज दैत्यानीकशतायुतैः आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्माणं शरणं ययौ भूमिर्दृप्ता नृपव्याज दैत्यानीकशतायुतैः आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्माणं शरणं ययौ आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्माणं शरणं ययौ भूमिदृप्तानुपव्याज दैत्यानीकशतायुतये आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ज्ञानं शरणं ययौ मुक्ताव्यताव्याज तभूरिभारेण ब्राह्मणाशरणं ययौ व्याज एकानीकशतायुतये आक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्माणं शरणं ययौ कुमेरुपदुपव्याजानिकशतायुतये आक्रांता भूरिभारेण नाणं शरणं ययो। माताजी आक्रांता भूरि भारे वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। भूमि ही मदर अर्थ दृप्ता पफ्टप नृप व्याज पोजिंग एज किंग्स और द सुप्रीम पावर पर्सोनिफाइड इन द स्टेट दैत्य ऑफ डीमंस अनीका ऑफ मिलिट्री फैलेंसिस ऑफ सोल्जर्स शत आयुधैहि शत आयुतैहि अनलिमिटेडली बाय मेनी हंड्रेड्स ऑफ थाउजेंड्स आक्रांता बीइंग ओवरबर्डन्ड भूरिभारेण बाय अ बर्डन ऑफ अननेसेसरी फाइटिंग पावर ब्रह्माणं अन्टु लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा शरणं टू टेक शेल्टर ययो वेंट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसि भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ट्रांसलेशन। वंस व्हेन मदर अर्थ वॉज ओवरबर्डन बाय हंड्रेड्स ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ मिलिट्री फैलेंसेस ऑफ वेरियस conceited demons dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Purport. When the world is overburdened by unnecessary military arrangements and when various demoniac kings are the executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of Lord of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata अभ्युत्थानम अधर्मस्य तदात्मानम सृजाम्यहम्। Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of this earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. This is dharmasya glani, deviation from the goal of life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. But when people are godless and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of state. The real business of chief executive is to see to the happiness of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah. A leader should train the people as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras and engage them in various occupational duties, thus helping them progress towards Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, rogues and thieves in the guise of protectors arrange for a voting system, and in the name of democracy they come to power by hook or crook and exploit the citizens. Even long ago, Asuras, persons devoid of God consciousness, became the heads of state, and now this is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arranging for military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government's revenue for this purpose. But why should people's hard-earned money be spent in this way? Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural, for without the Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratushe Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू बेग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द सीनियर डिवोटीज सो दैट वी कैन डिस्कस अबाउट श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ अपीयरिंग फॉर ऑल ऑफ अवर अपलिफ्टमेंट इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस So as we are discussing for last few days, now the 10th canto has started, that Parikshit Maharaj is being narrated, the direct appearance of Krishna and further the pastimes of Krishna which he performed in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. So this is the crest jewel of the whole Bhagavatam, culmination, which is called as Ashraya, that the object of our worship, object of our shelter, that is discussed in this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now, Shukadeva Goswami is starting with how Krishna appeared. What happened in the background for Krishna to take his birth in this world, how he appears. So here he is giving the background that because of so many kings having acquired lot of military power which was overburdening earth. So this is the reason why Mother Earth was, as here it says, Akranta Bhuri Bharena, that she was not able to, she was overburdened by the army which was gathered by so many kings. Mother Earth doesn't feel overburdened with Himalayas and many big, big mountains. Mother Earth never feels overburdened by seven oceans carrying, you know, unlimited tons of water. She never becomes overburdened by all of such things. But she becomes overburdened by these things which are not Krishna conscious. It also is said that in one of the scriptures it says that Mother Earth can carry big, big mountains, but she cannot carry a person who is speaking lie, because that is too much for Mother Earth to carry. Similarly, here also we find that Mother Earth is very much overburdened by such non-Krishna conscious activities, and then to relieve that burden, Krishna comes. So here in purport, Prabhupada so wonderfully writes that how Krishna comes, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham, that wherever there is a glani, there is a confusion, there is forgetfulness of dharma, dharmasya glani. And Prabhupada writes here that when the residents of this earth becomes atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. So this dharmasya glani, we'll see these three things Prabhupada is talking in the purport. Prabhupada is telling about dharmasya glani, what it is. Second, he is talking about how people, on the name of defense, spend so much of time and energy which is so valuable to achieve Krishna consciousness, and that's how they waste their life. And third, very beautifully Krishna, Prabhupada is telling that how Krishna has appeared in this world in the form of this Hare Krishna movement. So first he is talking about how this dharma seglani, that the dharma is forgotten. Mahabharata describes about this difference between animal and human beings. That famous verse is there. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunam cha samanyametat pashubhir naranam dharmo hitesham adhiko visesho dharmena hina pashubhis samana. So Mahabharata describes this. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So Mahabharata describes about these four activities which are common in the animals and human beings. And then he says that difference between human beings and the animals is this dharma. Activities performed for higher goal to achieve, that is Krishna consciousness, that's what makes the difference between animal and human being. But then here in the purport, Prabhupada says that godless civilization has to come down to the level of animals, where ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunam becomes the goal of life. And Prabhupada says that he is quite talking about, when I was going through this purport, it is like as if Prabhupada is writing October 2019, he is sitting and writing. Because the way the situation is there in the world now, exactly, you know, applies as what Prabhupada is telling. That so many countries are increasing their military power and they're just waiting. They're telling each other, be quiet, we have so many weapons, atom bombs. Other person tells, okay, you be quiet, we also have. Let's see. So that whole situation becomes to very stooped to animalistic society when these four things becomes the goal of life. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithuna. Even if you see Ahara, biggest of the industries now we see in this world running. One of the industries is hotel industry. Now to so many apps have started coming. You can sit at home and order pizza and order whatever you want. I heard that in some of the restaurants, so much of advanced technology is used just for eating purpose. You go to the restaurant and it is a high-tech restaurant. You go, you don't have to give order also. The table only is touch screen. So on the table only, you, if you want this much size pizza, you order. Then you can order how much chili you want, how much, there only you click everything, and how much cheese you want, everything you click, swipe the card there only on the payment is done. Within 5 minutes, pizza comes on your table, which is touch screen. And people feel, wow, amazing, na? That how much we are advanced. That now even the tables in the restaurants have become touch screen. And it's like high tech. And people feel proud that they are advancing. And crores of rupees are invested in this industry. And people, their whole mindset is such that now what to eat now? How to eat? Where to eat? So, when people, they are forgetting Krishna, these four things will catch them. Ahara, Nidra. Now, so many homes have, you know, every other signboard is that only. This villa, you know, that, you know, so many buildings are coming and they are providing facilities for better staying. And so much of kind of fever is there. One thing is that we need some place to stay. But now, by the media and by other things, it has hiked to so much that people are, that becomes the goal. Any person who is working here in city like Mumbai, practically his goal is there that he has to buy one flat of his own, working hard whole day, you know, whole life, so that he can sleep peacefully. And for sleeping peacefully, he needs 6 by 3 feet. But then for that, he is ready to spend 3 crores, 4 crores. And for that, he has to go through the whole life struggling very hard. Similarly, we find that how this industries for fear, because people are fearful of birth, old age, disease, death. biggest of the industries we find in this category only. Insurance industries, pharmacy industries, the sports industries, the hospital industries, weapon industries. Prabhupada is telling in the purport that 65% of revenue of state, many nations are utilized in purchasing weapons. So people work hard, they give tax, and the tax is used for arranging weapons. Whether they have food at their home, whether they have nice roads, whether they have, that is not so much concern. Concern is military power has to be built. So much of crores and crores and crores of, we can't even imagine how much this expense goes on in such kind of industries which are booming up now. Just which are based on fear. Previously, people used to go to the hospital when they become sick. But now the media has, you know, great boon of media that now they don't want to wait till you become sick to take your money from your pocket. Media advertises health checkups. You know, before only you give your money to us. You know, don't wait till you become sick and then you come like that. That has become a now big market. So many hospitals are getting opened. So we see that the problem is not that we have to be kind of having no idea where to sleep and we are casual about our, you know, health or things like that. Point is, how much mental, physical, monetary energy is wasted, which otherwise would have been used for higher purpose. And similarly, this maithunam, that procreation, the whole media is targeting that, whether it is a advertisement, marketing, media, everything is based on this money and women. Any serial, any Hollywood, Bollywood movie, or any marketing things also. Because even what color packaging should be there for the product, they research a lot, spending lakhs of rupees, which will attract male. There are some colors which are attracted to male, there are some colors which are attracted to women. So much of research and so much of advanced technology, big brains of this country are used for what? Ahar nidra bhaya maithunam cha. One may say that, but looks that this is advancement. But then today only you are hearing in the morning, Prabhupada was telling, when you got up, that time only Prabhupada was telling, 4 o'clock. Prabhupada was telling in the class, he said, Khira chor or Hira chor, both are chor only. So thief, just because he is advanced, that thief very nicely, he goes to the bank and steals crores of rupees from the bank. Do you think that he is very advanced? Do you think he is better than person who steals something in the field? Prabhupada said both are thief only. So whether somebody is eating at home one chapati and sabji, and somebody goes to the high-tech digital pizza shop where he orders on the digitally everything, both are same only. Not just because lot of brain is used and technology is used, then that can be said advanced. So, the definition of being advanced is not the activity. The definition of being advanced is done by the goal for which you are doing that activity. That's why Prahlad Maharaj very emphatically tells to his father, when father Hiranyakashipu asks him that, my dear Prahlad, who has taught you all this? You are talking about Shavaranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Who told you this? I never told. Neither your teachers told you. So there, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidusvartha gatim hi Vishnum durashayaye bahirarthamanina andhayathandhai rupagiyamana tepi shatantriyam urudam nibaddha. So he says that Krishna consciousness is not learnt by some discussion between two people, or it is not learnt even after somebody telling you. When somebody is stooped in durashayaye bahirarthamanina, that when we are focusing our attention to temporary things of this world, bahirartha, that those who are external things, we consider them as artha. Artha means something valuable, something which is very, you know, needed for me. So value you give to something which is external. He says, these people are like blind following another blind person. And they all go to ditch to fill. So, when things are becoming external like that, Prabhupada says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, that Krishna appears in this world. Because we find at the time of Lord Sri Krishna also, now how all the kings, they are increasing their army. If you see that in Mahabharata, at the time of how Krishna appeared, 4 or 5 different powerful kings were present in India, and everybody was trying to kind of conquer others and become the king of the whole world. Magadha, the Jarasandha was there. He was planning how to come to the top. Kamsa was there in Mathura. He was trying his best. And then there were many, the Kurus were already there who were ruling the world. So many kings, they were always trying to come together with their army and attack another. So that was going on when Krishna came, because he has to answer the prayers of Mother Earth to relieve her burden. So when Krishna appeared in such situation where people have lost goal of their life, that when we are talking about dharma, dharmo hi tesham adhiko visheso, that dharma, as Prabhupada says here, that chatur varnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha, that people should do their activities for Krishna's pleasure according to their varnashrama. So when we are talking about dharma, dharma means every person has his own occupational and constitutional duty to do. Being servant of Krishna, we have our occupational duty that we serve Krishna. And we have, due to our this material body, we have some guna and karma. And for that, we have Varnashrama system which takes care of that. So if we are a brahmachari, then there is a dharma of a brahmachari. If we are grihastha, then grihastha dharma is there. If somebody is a kshatriya, kshatra dharma is there. So when we are taking care properly, which are given in the scriptures, what are the rules, regulations, then that becomes a dharma. So, as devotees, we are, you know, setting up this system where the Krishna consciousness has to prevail, and our job is simple, as Prabhupada has already taught. Prabhupada said that chant Hare Krishna and spread Hare Krishna. So that is a simple but very profound job given for devotees. And that comes under Brahminical culture. Yajan, Yajan, Pathan, Pathan, Dana, Pratigraha. So if you are not doing that activities which are meant for devotees to do, and then we are more worried about Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunam cha, then that person is taken to the level of animals. And generally when we read this shloka, Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunam cha, generally we try to apply out there, Jew circle. So, but if we see here, this verse very clearly says that if that dharma is not focused, any person, whether he is, you know, staying in some Antarctica, or somebody staying in India, or somebody who is taking the role of a devotee, but if he is not focused, he is not coming out of these four things, Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunam cha, then he also becomes Samanya, that he becomes almost equal to animal only. So Prabhupada has given us that distinction. Prabhupada has given us Harinam, Prabhupada has given us services, Prabhupada has given us so many engagements in Krishna consciousness. If our, we can see in our own life, how much my mind is occupied by what is the menu in today's prasadam, or I am worried that I only slept for 5.5 hours yesterday, half an hour I have to somehow recover now, 3 days back also 20 minutes less I slept, so that also is pending. And people are telling that, you know, health is also bad, so I should take care. So if my mind is focused there more than on my dharma, so we can see that when my health becomes little bad, my mind becomes very agitated. I feel that I have to do something. Do we feel like that when I am not able to read, hear, I serve Prabhupada by going out, do Harinam, do book distribution? So there I don't feel any kind of something is going wrong. So person who is following dharma is seen by how much he is coming out of this Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunam cha, and he is doing his dharma. So Prabhupada has come to teach us and pull us out of that animalistic living. So it is not just for outsiders that they are engaged in Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunam. Maya is so strong, anybody, this is Maya's weapon only. That Maya catches us and then puts us into these four categories. Keep playing. Not only this life, millions of lives. Again and again this ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha puna puna charvita charananam. So now we have got an opportunity that we are at least now coming to an understanding that this is not to be taken as goal of life. This is not my focus. We can see in our own life how much time I am giving for my body, how much time I am giving for Krishna. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives very nice balanced approach. He says 8 hours for body, in which you take rest, take prasad, whatever things are needed for body. 8 hours sadhana, attending morning program, chanting your rounds, reading Bhagavatam. And 8 hours has to be given for service. In whatever, preaching, counseling, management, book distribution, Harinam, something which is beneficial not to you, for somebody else. So, when we are balancing our life like that, then we can say that, yes, I am doing my dharma. So, it is very important that we kind of take inventory of our own life. How much my mental energy, my physical energy is going in service to Krishna directly? Am I contributing? So, that is very important. Otherwise, we will be not doing our dharma. So, that is the first thing which Prabhupada says, that dharmasya glani, when deviation from the goal of life happens, then Krishna appears. Second thing, what Prabhupada says is that when the states, they become busy in defending, increasing the strength of their military power, their weapon power, and so much of amount of money and energy is spent, and people are feeling sheltered there only. They feel that our army is very strong, we don't have to worry. But then that is not what is human life is for. So, Prabhupada is telling here in this that people are creating this situation for third world war. Once Prabhupada was asked that, Prabhupada, you said that the situation is coming of third world war. When it will come? Prabhupada said that it would have been already done. But because of the great fortune, we have spread all over the world in terms of book distribution. Because now the books are there in every corner of the world, it has reduced that effect of Kali Yuga. Otherwise, long back, there would have been clash. So, when this war happens, war also is, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that kalosmi lokakshaya krita, that I am the destroyer of the whole world in the form of time. So time, it destroys whatever appears on this face of the earth. Prabhupada gives very nice kind of analogy for this. He says that when he gives analogy in the school, when two students are very naughty, they're fighting, they're disturbing the class, then the teacher calls them up. You have seen also, sometimes it happens. And then they are told to catch each other's ears. They face each other and they catch each other's ears. And teacher tells, okay, you do uthak baithak hota na. And the student feels that now I have opportunity to pull this person's ear. So he pulls as hard as possible. But he doesn't know that his ears are in his hands. Then he also pulls him. So Prabhupada tells that this is the way Krishna manages who are atrocities, you know, creator. If two nations are becoming naughty, Krishna arranges a war and finishes them both. So that's how Krishna comes as a Kala. So here also, same thing as we find that Krishna comes as a destroyer. But the fortune in Kali Yuga is, Krishna, when he came as Krishna, he destroyed in Kurukshetra and many other wars. But when in Kali Yuga he comes as most merciful incarnations as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, which are standing there for the Kali Yuga only. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditau Gaudo Daye Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamonudau. That these two wonderful lords have appeared in this Kali Yuga. They are so wonderful, they have appeared on the horizon of eastern India, as the sun appears on eastern horizon. And when the sun appears, two things happen. One, they spread the light, and second, they remove the fear from the hearts of people created because of the darkness of night. So similarly, in this world also, people are always fearful because they are in ignorance. They don't know that they are servant of Krishna. That is removed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And second, they give light. They give knowledge. They give bhakti by which we are enlightened. So when these both lords, they come with weapon, which is not mass destruction, which happens in war. They have a special weapon. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with two weapons. One, his own beauty. He was so beautiful that wherever he used to go, people used to come running to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And second was most powerful. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nobody can stand in front of this. That all the ignorance in his heart, all the inauspiciousness in his heart, that is destroyed by the weapon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as here, Prabhupada is telling very beautifully that because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural. For without the Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. So he's telling that in this world, because now people have become so godless, Krishna has appeared. How he has appeared? He's telling he has appeared in the movement form. So when Prabhupada says that Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement, so what it means? The form of movement, that is Krishna. So first thing is, what is Hare Krishna movement? Yeah. So it is not something material. It is not some people, some land, some possessions. This is not what Krishna consciousness movement, that is for bringing out that revolution in the hearts of misdirected civilization, as Prabhupada says, that is done by Harinam, that is done by spreading the knowledge, by book distribution, by arranging festivals. So when we are preaching Krishna consciousness, bringing Krishna consciousness to, because that's why it's called as Hare Krishna movement. Movement means one has to be running. There is no stagnancy. Person is always on move. So, one disciple of Prabhupada was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to take shelter at your lotus feet. Prabhupada looked at him, he said that that is little difficult because I am always moving. So, what Prabhupada is telling is that taking shelter means you also come with me, you also move and give Krishna consciousness to everybody. That is what taking shelter means. So this Hare Krishna movement is meant for making other people Krishna conscious. That's why Prabhupada very clearly defines our dharma. Our dharma is very clear. Chant Hare Krishna and spread Hare Krishna. This is our dharma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared for that only. To take out all godlessness and divert everybody to Krishna consciousness. So that purifying that consciousness which is dulled because of these four things, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunam cha, pulling us out of that and thinking some about the service to Krishna, which is our eternal consciousness. But now, because of Maya's influence, the same pure consciousness of Krishna is now stooped into ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunam. So to take it out and engage in Krishna's service, Prabhupada says that ISKCON has appeared. So by activity, by its purpose, when Krishna appeared 5000 years ago and ISKCON has appeared, Prabhupada is telling both are same only. There is no difference. So when Krishna comes, we find now the description will be there. When Krishna comes, all the planetary systems, all the nakshatras, all the things, they become best combination. And when he comes, whole earth is celebrating. The best of the spring and many seasons, they appear. And everywhere auspiciousness is there. Everywhere prosperity is there when Krishna appears. So, similarly, we find that by appearance of ISKCON, there is a festival in almost half-dead civilization where they have lost all their life. Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is life, and if that life is not there, we become like a walking ghosts. People are walking, running, cramming in locals, but we can see them as ghosts only if there is no life of Krishna consciousness. So what ISKCON offers, it is like something which is when Krishna came and he offered. When Krishna came here, he offered service to gopis, service to Yashoda Mata. So many gopas, they got a chance to associate with Krishna. So many dynasties like Yadus and Rishnis and Andhakas and Kurus, they got chance to associate with Krishna, serve Krishna. So ISKCON coming is giving the same opportunity to associate with Krishna personally, directly. Like, can we imagine Prabhupada, what he has done for us? What a guru can do, we can never imagine, because he can bring Krishna directly as much as Krishna was present 5000 years back. Now we have a chance to go inside the altar and serve Krishna, offer bhoga to Krishna. You know who serves Krishna in spiritual world? Only Srimati Radharani cooks and Mother Yashoda feeds. But here, anybody who is given second initiation is given the same service of Srimati Radharani and Mother Yashoda. So, even in spiritual world, it is difficult to get that service. But here, by the mercy of Prabhupada, in ISKCON we are getting it so cheaply. So it's like, but then the problem when it comes with so much easily, we take it cheaply. That is the problem. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he told whom to preach. He chose Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, who are like, and he told, okay, you go out and preach. And Prabhupada is telling us also that, okay, you go and distribute some books. So we are getting the same opportunity which Lord Nityananda Prabhu was doing, Haridas Thakur was doing. So all the activities which we are doing in ISKCON, they are so spiritual that it is like, it takes millions and millions and millions of lifetimes to achieve that status so that he can perform that activity, which we are getting every day. And we have no other qualification. It is just by the mercy of Prabhupada he has given us. When Prabhupada was talking about how by great fortune one becomes Krishna conscious, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. So one of the disciples asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, what credits we had in our life that we got Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, you had no credit. And very humbly Prabhupada said, I made your credit. I came here, I taught you chanting Hare Krishna, I taught you how to serve Krishna. That has gone into your credit and now you are serving Krishna. So all the services which we are doing, whether it is Harinam, whether it is deity services, whether it is serving devotees, all these are so spiritual. Ordinary people can't do that. It needs great spiritual assets. But the problem is when that easily available, more available, then our situation becomes like a Uddhava, when Krishna departs from this world to go to Goloka, he sings this. In great lamentation he sings. He says, Durbhago batalokoyam yadavo nitaramapi ye samvasantona vidu harimina ivodupam. So he says that such unfortunate this world has become because Krishna has left now. And he says, even more specifically, the Yadavas have become most unfortunate because Krishna was staying with them, but they never understood that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. They couldn't take full advantage of Krishna's being present among them as their relative. And he said, he gives analogy that the way when the moon was there in the ocean of milk, all other fishes, they thought that he is also another big fish. So what? But when that moon was taken out and given a high position, then they understood, oh, this is a moon. So similarly, he thinks that we Yadavas are most unfortunate because we couldn't appreciate Krishna's presence. So in our life also, Krishna has appeared already. Sometimes people feel that, oh, how nice it would have been if I would have been at the time of Prabhupada, if I would have been at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how nice if I would have been there in Vrindavan when Krishna appeared. But then same fortune is there available. Prabhupada is telling that same Krishna is appearing now in the form of Hare Krishna movement, giving same opportunity of association, service. So when we are taking the advantage of that, then we don't have to lament at the time of our end of this life that I couldn't serve Krishna, although it was so available. The association was available, knowledge was available, devotees like Prabhupada were available, everything was fit. Only thing from our side, we need to give more try. So these three things we saw today, that how this dharmasya glani means people are stooped in ahara nidra bhaya maithunam, even using their high class brains. But then unless they come out of that and do their dharma of practicing Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness, we don't come out of that bodily animalistic tendencies. And then we saw here that how ISKCON is giving us the same opportunity as when Krishna appeared. So many opportunities for service to Him and so many opportunities to associate with Him. So we are really thankful and grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all our previous Acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that they have come and blessed us beyond our imagination. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande. We are sorry because it's already over time. Okay, one question is there.
Hare, can I give a comment?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your wonderful class. The comment is regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's two weapons. One is his beauty. And second, yesterday I was reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, same point. Kaviraj Goswami quotes that 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32nd verse. Krishna Varanam Tvisha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshadam. So this particular word he explains, Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with this weapon, Astra, with his Sanga Pangastra. Sanga means his Anga. There are two Angas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which work as supreme weapon. One Anga is Nityananda and second Anga is Advaita Acharya. And these two Anga has other Upangas, Sango Upangas. And they are Srivas Thakur and other devotees. And these are the most efficient weapons that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using by creating his followers and devotees just to purify the living entities all over the world. Yesterday only I was reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna moment ki.